everyone. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about those things that are great that you love, but that actually interfere with your sleep. Here's the deal. I'm human, just like everybody else, and I have things that I absolutely enjoy and love, and it's a choice. It's a choice. Do I stay up to watch my team win a game or lose a game, or do I not? And luckily for me, because I am a night owl and I am an entrepreneur, I am a sleep coach, as you all know, I know how to work with my flow, my circadian flow, and align that with my lifestyle. Because hockey games are at night and playoff games are in the evening, I'm actually in a good place. So even if I go to bed late, I go to bed late anyway, and I am able to calm myself down so that I can wake up relatively well. Actually, I wake up on time the next day. However, what do you do when you are so excited because your team just pulled off a comeback that, wow, I have to say I am a huge Habs fan, huge Habs fan. And when they won against the Toronto Maple Leafs, I was like, yes, Montreal, let's go, let's go. Go Habs, go. You have no idea how much I love this team. No idea. But in any case, that was such a highlight for me. I was so excited about that that I listened to, the post-game show. Who doesn't do that if you love sports, right? You listen to the post-game show and then you start reading whatever has been written about the team. Yes, that's how crazy I am about the Montreal Canadiens, okay? But here's the dilemma. When something good like this is happening and you're so excited about it, and this could be anything. I'm talking about hockey here. I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about my team. But it could be anything. It could be, I don't know, it could be your birthday. It could be New Year's Eve. It could be, I don't know, you graduate. It could be a celebration of something that you've achieved and you're on this high. That, interestingly enough, can also interfere with your sleep. It's not only the negative things, it's just that you're so, excited that you stay up. So, what do you do if you don't have the luxury of being a night owl like me, and also having the luxury to, choose when you wake up? Although, as I said, I actually choose a very consistent time to wake up. But what do you do in that case? All right, well, here's the thing. I do believe that it's important to also have a life and to be part of these great moments and to live them and to experience them. And you know what? The occasional moment like that, I'm not going to be, so strict in my thinking that you shouldn't partake in that. No, actually, I think it's important that you do, but don't make it a regular thing. So, if let's say your favorite team wins, and you need to relax afterwards, if you know that the post-game show is going to help you relax, at least so that you can get this, excitement out there, and share it with people, then go ahead, listen to it. If you need to speak with friends and share about it, go ahead and do it. However, consider the time that you need to go to bed. And the closer it gets to that point in time, avoid reading up on things on your computer. If you do use a blue light filter, you know, night mode, as I always say. But you know, here's the thing, new research is showing that even if you use night mode, even if you use a blue light filter and you have this amber orangey screen going on, you still will have, let's say, a harder time sleeping. So maybe the best thing instead of watching that video is to listen again to the post-game show, listen to your favorite podcast, or listen to, listen to the radio, right? Those things will help. So there you go. I had to share this with all of you. I don't know if you like hockey at all. I love it. Like I said, I'm from a country that is synonymous with winter and hockey, and yeah, love it. Go Habs go. All right. Take care. Sleep well.